IslamNet is raising funds to establish a masjid and community center in Norway, and they urgently need your support. Every person who prays there, every kid that learns about Islam, every youngster that memorizes the Quran, all of this and so much more can be on your scale of good deeds. Click the link and donate what you can, and share the video for even extra reward.
Came across of two non-Muslims who are in Masjid Nabawi. Interestingly, we don't know how they got there, but they tried to enter the mosque of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They were stopped, and this is what happened. Let's just watch the video for ourselves, and we'll come back.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
What you guys saw there is, subhanAllah, they are trying to come. They might have not known. Now, at this very instance, we could act in two ways. One can be, how dare you? What are you doing here? Do you not have no shame? You have no hijab? Look how you're dressed, wearing jeans, whatever it may be, and you're here trying to come to the Prophet's masjid. La, 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 la. What kind of impression do you think that would have left with them about Islam? How do you think they would have think? And that's why we shouldn't conflate knowledge with wisdom, or someone who's knowledgeable with a lack of adab. That's why if you read Imam Bukhari's book, Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, he talks deeply about etiquette and manners. It is so fundamental and key that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, I came for nothing but to perfect good character. Good character is fundamental. So much so that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, two things that are going to be heavy on the day of judgment is one's tawheed and good akhlaq. Good manners. This is how important it is, brothers and sisters, in Islam. But, alhamdulillah, the Saudi the officials in the ground dealt with them in peace, explained to them what it was, and inshallah, it will be a means for them to come to Islam. That is how we should be. When somebody comes to the mosque be wearing a tattoo, or a woman who walks in, you shouldn't shun them. And we have this, not all every older generation, but they'll be like, what are you doing? Get out of here. Da, da, da. Have some manners and treat them well. Because that thing, how you make them feel, they would never forget it. That's what I wanted to say. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide these two individuals. We don't know how they ended up there, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides. Maybe it's a means for them to accept Islam. That's what I wanted to say, brothers and sisters. Till next time, may Allah bless you guys. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه وهو خير الرازقين.
We want to establish an amazing masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the country of Norway. Click on the link and donate now for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.